स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारे घड़ी में बाद दोपहर के 2:06 हुआ चाहते हैं। अब से लेकर 3 बजे तक आपका और हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसका नाम बड़े प्यार से हमने गपशप रखा है, क्योंकि इसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी, खटकेंगी और दिल में समाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि बाहर हल्की हल्की बूंदाबांदी हो रही है, हमारे स्टूडियो के बाहर का तापमान कोई 8 डिग्री सेल्सियस है, लेकिन ऑफकोर्स एज ऑलवेज अंदर का तापमान और भी ज़्यादा अच्छा है, क्योंकि आज हमारे साथ कुमुद प्रसाद जी आए हुए हैं और वो आज एक खास मुद्दे पे बात करना चाह रहे हैं। आइए प्रोग्राम में सबसे पहले उनका स्वागत करें। कुमुद जी, प्रोग्राम में आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है, कैसे हैं आप?
जी मैं बहुत अच्छा हूँ, थैंक यू सुषमा जी एंड थैंक यू टू द लिसनर्स ऑफ स्पाइस रेडियो।
तो आज के इस कार्यक्रम में आपने एक स्पेशल टॉपिक चुना है
जी,
एंड यू वर थिंकिंग कि यू नो हमारे यहाँ पे सरकार की तरफ से अगर आप 65 साल के हो जाते हैं, 70 साल के हो जाते हैं, अब तो उन्होंने लोगों की उम्र का वो आगे बढ़ा दिया है, देन यू स्टार्ट गेटिंग स्टेट पेंशन। लेकिन वो डिपेंड करता है कि आपने कितने कंट्रीब्यूट किया है
जी।
तो रिटायरमेंट के लिए लोगों के लिए काफ़ी प्रॉब्लम्स हो जाती होंगी, सो रिटायरमेंट के लिए कब से लोगों को सोचना शुरू करना चाहिए?
रिटायरमेंट के लिए तो जब से आप कमाना शुरू करें तब से स्टार्ट करने सोच रहे
रियली
जी, क्योंकि रिटायरमेंट बहुत लोगों का ये सोचना है कि जब रिटायरमेंट होगा तो देखेंगे।
हाँ।
गवर्नमेंट पेंशन इज गुड इनफ। हम लोग आज बात करेंगे कि गवर्नमेंट को आप कितना पेंशन है और आपके पास कितने तरह के पेंशन हो सकते हैं और रेवेन्यू स्ट्रीम क्या होगा आप रिटायरमेंट के पास।
वेरी नाइस, क्योंकि गवर्नमेंट की पेंशन कुछ लोगों को जो कि सीनियर्स हैं उनको तो शायद गवर्नमेंट की तरफ से थोड़ा सा पैसा आता है, लेकिन इट इज नॉट इनफ टू लिव ऑन गवर्नमेंट पेंशन, राइट? अगर और कोई पेंशन नहीं है
जी जी, तो हैविंग गवर्नमेंट के पेंशन के बारे में बताया तो CPP ओल्ड एज सिक्योरिटी गारंटीड इनकम सप्लीमेंट,
ये दो हैं,
तीन आते हैं।
हाँ।
और CPP का मैक्सिमम अमाउंट इज 1365, बट एवरेज जो है करेंट इनकम अबाउट 830 है, लेकिन अपने लोगों को हम चूंकि वी कम वेरी लेट इन आवर लाइफ ईयर, इनको एवरेज अबाउट 300-400 आता है,
दैट्स इट।
या एंड OS इज ओल्ड एज सिक्योरिटी इज ऑल्सो डिपेंड्स हाउ मेनी ईयर्स यू हैव लिव, मिनिमम 10 ईयर्स एंड 40 ईयर्स मैक्सिम मिलता है,
राइट?
तो मैक्सिमम 712 है लोगों को, लेकिन अक्सर 200-300 से ज्यादा नहीं मिलता है।
really?
तो 500-600 में आपको क्या बनता है आज के दिन में? कुछ भी नहीं,
कुछ भी नहीं,
कुछ भी नहीं,
यू कैंट इवन पे फॉर योर ग्रोसरीज इन अ मंथ।
उसके अलावा गारंटी इनकम सप्लीमेंट है, जिनका इनकम लो होता है बिलो 28-30,000, उनको कुछ मिलता है।
अभी कल के प्रोग्राम में मैं बात कर रही थी कि सरकार ने 70 से ऊपर जिनकी उम्र है उनके लिए डेंटल प्लान वगैरह रखा है
जी,
एंड आई टॉक टू माय डेंटिस्ट, मैं सोचा चलो मैं मिलाती हूँ उनसे जाके, उनसे कहा कि भाई मैं अपना प्लान लाना चाह रही हूँ, लेकिन वो 1 मई से शुरू होगा, तो हमारे डेंटिस्ट ने कहा कि हम वो प्लान लेते ही नहीं। तो मैंने कहा कि आप क्यों नहीं लेते? तो कहते हैं कि सरकार हमें जितना हमारा खर्चा है उससे भी कम देती है।
Okay.
So we don't accept it. So, you know, इसके बदले कि हम आपसे कहें कि आप अपना काम करवाएं, सरकार से आधे पैसे लें, आधे हमसे लें, he said, the dentist said that we are not going to do it. So, मेरा ये लाने का ये मुद्दा है कि अगर हमें बुढ़ापे में जाके दांतों का या आंखों का या इन सब का इलाज करवाना है, तो obviously we need to have some income, जिससे कि हम सब कुछ अपने आप को देखभाल कर सके। सरकार की पेंशन पे तो हम निर्भर नहीं रह सकते।
हाँ, ड्रग्स के लिए तो फिर भी आपका कवरेज है, फार्मा केयर प्रोग्राम है
जी,
लेकिन डेंटल कवरेज तो ऑलमोस्ट नेक्स्ट टू नथिंग, फॉर्चुनेटली गवर्नमेंट हैज ब्रॉट समथिंग, उसमें भी काफी लिमिटेशंस है,
बहुत ज्यादा
लिमिटेशंस है, तो आई डोंट नो हाउ मेनी पीपल विल बेनिफिट।
सो यू सेड कि रिटायरमेंट हमें प्लान करनी चाहिए जिस दिन से हम काम करना शुरू करें, तो क्या उसमें किस तरह की प्लान्स होने चाहिए?
यस, सो पहले तो देख लेते हैं रिटायरमेंट प्लानिंग है क्या।
हाँ जी,
सो यू हैव टू स्टार्ट अर्ली, दैट इज वन पार्ट, एंड डिटरमिन योर इनकम गोल्स। सो उस टाइम में आपका क्या क्या इनकम होगा, एंड देन वी हैव टू लुक एट वेरियस सोर्सेज ऑफ इनकम, उस टाइम में क्या होगा, जैसे आपने गवर्नमेंट पेंशन की बात की, या फिर आप देखेंगे अगर आपके पास कोई पेंशन प्लान है, जैसे आपकी कंपनी का ग्रुप RRSP होता है, और या फिर आपके इफ़ यू आर वर्किंग फॉर फेडरल गवर्नमेंट और प्रोविंसियल गवर्नमेंट एंड म्यूनिसिपल गवर्नमेंट, तब फिर आपका डिफाइंड बेनिफिट प्लान होता है, उसके बारे में थोड़ी देर बात करेंगे। तो लेकिन जैसे हमने कहा था कि यू हैव टू स्टार्ट समवेयर एंड द अर्लियर टू स्टार्ट द बेटर इट इज़। एक रूल है, रूल ऑफ 72। सो वो रूल रहता है कि योर ईयर्स मल्टीप्लाइड विथ your interest rate is equal to 72. That means how many years at what interest rate you get so that you double your money. So, for example, if you get a 6% interest rate and 12 multiplied with 72, so pass up 12 years mein aap multiply kar lenge, double kar lenge aapke paise ko. Aur jab aapne apne plan kar liya retirement ko, to you have to review it every year.
Right.
But in the middle, say if you start at 30 and then 40, 45, you have to seriously revisit it and tweak it if required.
तो जब आप कहते हैं कि हर साल उसको हमें रिव्यू करना होगा तो क्या उसका जो है वो इंटरेस्ट रेट के साथ उसको आप रिव्यू करना चाह रहे हैं?
दैट्स अ गुड क्वेश्चन. उसमें एक ऐसा है कि जब आपने क्या इन्वेस्ट किया है और उसके बाद देयर इज अ फ्लक्चुएशन इन द मार्केट एंड मार्केट ट्रेंड चेंजेस आल्सो. सो इन केस आपने एग्रेसिव फंड में डाल दिया एंड यू फाइंड दैट दे आर गिविंग यू लॉस, यू हैव टू रीडिस्ट्रीब्यूट योर एसेट्स एंड सो दैट द आइडिया इज दैट यू शुड बी एबल टू कंजर्व योर मनी. सम मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट इज योर कंजर्वेशन ऑफ योर कैपिटल देन एप्रिशिएशन.
कुछ ही लोग सोचते हैं कि जो हमने पैसे कमाए हैं उनमें से अगर हर महीने हम TFSA अकाउंट में जमा करते रहें और वो TFSA अकाउंट किसी ऐसी जगह पे लगा हो जहाँ पे उनको इंटरेस्ट वगैरह मिलता रहे या म्यूचुअल फंड्स में गया हो, उसमें भी जो फायदा होगा उसके ऊपर कोई इनकम टैक्स नहीं लगेगा, तो वुड दैट बी द राइट वेन्यू फॉर वन पर्सन टू लुक एट?
उसमें दो चीजें हैं, जैसे अगर अब डिपेंड करता है आपका इनकम ब्रैकेट क्या है.
अच्छा,
तो इनकम ब्रैकेट अगर इफ यू आर इन हायर इनकम ब्रैकेट then part of your money has to be in RRSP too because you get tax deduction, otherwise you pay very high marginal tax.
I see.
And then rest of money you can put in TFSA. But if you have enough money, then you should be ideally maximizing your RRSP and TFSA too. Aur jahan tak mutual fund mein lagane ki baat hai, mutual fund mein aap laga sakte ho, lekin hamare paas ek fund hota hai called segregated fund. Segregated fund mein kya hota hai, they are administered by insurance company and there are lots of advantages of having segregated fund. First thing is that gives you maturity and death guarantee. That Achha. means aapne aaj lagaya say $100,000 aur 10 years down the road aapka it can happen that market aapka 200,000 gaya, then it went back to $70,000-$80,000. It can happen. There's market risk. तो सेग्रीगेटेड फंड में क्या होता है, दे गिव यू गारंटी.
अच्छा,
मैच्योरिटी गारंटी, इफ यू कीप दिस अमाउंट फॉर 10 इयर्स एटलीस्ट योर कैपिटल इज प्रिजर्व्ड एंड देन गिव यू डेथ गारंटी. फॉर एग्जांपल, इफ अ पर्सन इज से अबाउट 80 एंड ही हैज पुट इन अ म्यूचुअल फंड, एग्रेसिव फंड, एंड एट द टाइम ऑफ हिज डेथ और हर डेथ it has shrunk to about $50,000 and then you're left with $50,000. But segregated fund, you have got a death guarantee. At the time of death, if you have about 75 or 100% guarantee, they give you minimum that much of money. And if it is more than the market value, that's what you get.
So market value to milegi hi, agar kam hota hai to wo jitna bhi
guarantee jo unka principal amount jo hai wo preserved hota hai. Uske baad the dusra hota hai, they lock into the market gains too. से फॉर एग्जाम्पल रीसेट्स होते हैं इसमें, अगर आज के दिन में मार्केट हो गया 100 का 120,000 होगा, यू कैन लॉक इट, उससे वो नीचे नहीं जाएगा.
राइट,
मार्केट ऊपर जाएगा तो ऊपर का मिलेगा, नहीं तो यू कैन लॉक इट, दैट्स दैट यू कैन लॉक इट. एंड देन द बेस्ट पार्ट इज दैट इट बाईपासेस द प्रोबेट. व्हाट द प्रोबेट इज दैट प्रोबेट रेट जो होता है, फर्स्ट $25,000 नहीं है, 25 to 50,000 अबाउट 0.6%, बट anything above 50,000 is 1.4%. What does it mean? Ki jab aap, when a person dies, he or she is deemed to have disposed of all the assets. To unke paas jitne bhi paise honge, RRSP, TFSA, unregistered investment, then everything goes to the estate. And then you have to pay probate on that one. But if you put in segregated fund, then what happens, it bypasses the probate and directly goes to the beneficiary. What it means, that you have liquidity. Otherwise, all the money is locked and it has gone to probate. Court is going to decide after this. And that can be locked for another year or year and a half, depending on what how complicated your estate is.
Uh-huh.
So that brings liquidity to your estate.
Right.
So these are some of advantage. I will suggest those people who are in 70s and 80s, they should go to segregated fund, because they have got, they get certain guarantees.
Mm.
They should not be chasing the higher gains or higher returns.
Mm.
They should be in segregated fund so that they are at least, they are in a stage where they cannot afford to lose money.
So, aap ye keh rahe hain ki jinki umar is waqt 70-80 saal ke kareeb hai. Okay, I want to ask you a couple of questions on that. Lekin, let me just take a short commercial break and come back. Kumud Prasad ji aaj hamare saath hain. Agar aap mujhe koi sawal puchna chahte ho, to 604-280-1200 ya 604-299-8863 hamare number hai. We'll be right back. स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप. गपशप का प्रोग्राम है. कुमुद प्रसाद जी आज हमारे साथ हैं. कुमुद जी, अगर लोग आपसे बात करना चाहें डायरेक्टली तो इस समय तो वो स्टेशन पे फ़ोन कर सकते हैं, लेकिन आपको अगर फ़ोन करना चाहें तो कहाँ कर सकते हैं?
आई कैन बी रीच्ड एट
7787 4960. आप अभी सेग्रीगेटेड फंड्स के बारे में बात कर रहे थे कि जो लोग 70 या 80 साल की उम्र में है उन्हें अपने पैसे जो है सेग्रीगेटेड फंड्स में डालने चाहिए. कितने पैसे डालना चाहिए?
जितना भी आपके पास है. इफ़ यू वांट द गारंटी ऑफ योर कैपिटल, आइडियली शुड ट्रांसफर ऑल योर आरएसपी टीएफएसए एंड अनरजिस्टर्ड मनी इनटू दिस वन, इनटू सेग्रीगेटेड फंड, क्योंकि यू गेट अ डेथ गारंटी, मैच्योरिटी गारंटी, एंड गॉड फॉरबिड इफ यू आर इन अ बिजनेस. And then you get a credit protection. So what happens if your money in mutual fund or anywhere else other than life insurance and this one segregated fund, then creditor can see where your assets are.
Achha.
But if it is inside, they cannot see it and they cannot seize it. So you get protected from there. So it's very important. And what I want to say that even if you're chasing a high return, keep it in mutual fund for your life when you are still earning good money. But when you are planning to retire, just for the sake of security, you should move your money so that tomorrow something happens, then your estate just directly gets the money to the beneficiary. They don't have to run around and wait for another year for the probate.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it till the age of 90.
Mm.
Yes, so that's one of the biggest advantages of having segregated fund.
So jab log aapke paas aate hain, Kumu ji, to retirement ki planning aap unke saath karte hain.
Ji.
So, किन-किन प्रोडक्ट्स को आप उन अपने क्लाइंट्स को बताते हैं?
देखिए, प्रोडक्ट तो हम लोग देखते हैं, दो तीन चीजें देखते हैं प्रोडक्ट के बारे में. यूजुअली हम सेग्रीगेटेड फंड में डाल देते हैं,
राइट?
तो उसमें दो तीन चीजें हमें देखनी पड़ती है. एक तो उनका एज देखना पड़ता है.
हाँ.
एज का मतलब है उनका टाइम होराइजन, हाउ मेनी इयर्स दे हैव गॉट टू ग्रो. सेकेंड थिंग उनका रिस्क टॉलरेंस. और थर्ड थिंग होता है कि उनका why they need money. For example, if they are going to put this money in RRSP for first-time home buyers, then we have to make sure that money is there when they need it.
Huh.
It should not be subject to market volatility.
Right.
So that time it becomes, preservation of capital becomes very important. Say you come here and you want to 5 years, you want to buy the property. Then I want to make sure that in 5 years time, at least you have got more than what you have invested. No, I will not play with the market risk and then instead of 10,000, not has become 8,000. Say, sorry, it happened. So that's very important. And yes, and you have got different vehicles to do that.
जब इंसान कोई रिटायर हो जाता है तो पोटेंशियल इनकम स्ट्रीम्स क्या हो सकती हैं? वी जस्ट टॉक्ड अबाउट के सरकार की तरफ से आपको कुछ पेंशन मिलती है, विच इज मिनिस्क्यूल.
यस.
उसके अलावा और क्या क्या हो सकता है?
ओके, सो वी विल टॉक अबाउट डिफरेंट पेंशन प्लान. सो देर आर डिफाइंड बेनिफिट प्लान.
अच्छा.
एंड डिफाइंड कंट्रीब्यूशन प्लान. सो दीज टू प्लान्स, लेट्स डिफरेंशिएट ऑन दैट वन. Defined benefit plan is given by the federal government, provincial government, municipal government. What it is that depends how many years you have put in as a service.
Achha.
How much you have contributed. So 2% for every year of service of the best of 5 years is paid out to you on pension. For example, your income was $100,000,
right,
for last 5 years, and then you worked 20 years.
Yes.
So 100,000, 2% of 100,000, 2,000, and then you work for 20 years. So $40,000 they will guarantee you. And on top of that, if you have if you want to split with your wife, like last to die, then it becomes reduced. Whereas if I go to defined contribution plan, this is what most of the employer they do is that you put in 10%. I put in 10%.
Right.
It is invested in the market. Whatever return you get, you return get. If you get higher, it's fine. And then when you are ready to retire, you convert that into annuity.
We've got a caller on the line. I would like to take a call. Line 4, thank you for waiting. How are you doing?
I'm good, ma'am. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
मैम मेरे दो क्वेश्चन हैं आपके गेस्ट हैं एक तो ये है जो आजकल हमारा देश में जो पॉलिटिकल ड्रामा चल रहा है मालूम नहीं हमको जब हम रिटायर होंगे 10-15 के साल हमको पेंशन मिलेगी या नहीं मिलेगी मेरा एक जनरल क्वेश्चन है फॉर एग्जांपल अगर 2000 के आसपास अगर मंथली ये बंदा सोचे जो भी तब ओल्ड पेंशन मिलेगी या कुछ भी प्लस एक्स्ट्रा $2000 हमको अप्रोक्सीमेटली कितना का कितना कंट्रीब्यूट करना चाहिए आरएसपी में कोई जो भी गवर्नमेंट देगी या नहीं देगी हमको मिनिमम $2000 एक्स्ट्रा मिल जाए और अप्रोक्सीमेटली कितना कंट्रीब्यूट करना चाहिए एवरी मंथ और दूसरा ये क्वेश्चन है जो अभी जो कैपिटल गेन का गवर्नमेंट ने किया है वो 67% का उसमें कोई कुछ है देन वी कैन सेव दो थिंग अगर लेके आपके जो गेस्ट हैं वो फाइनेंशियल प्लानर दे कैन टेल अस टू
आपका सेकेंड क्वेश्चन भी बहुत जबरदस्त है बिकॉज एज ऑफ जून आई थिंक दे आर चेंजिंग द कैपिटल
गेन टैक्स
हां जी
तो टू आंसर योर फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन इफ यू वांट गारंटी $2000 अ मंथ सो योर ऑप्शंस आर दैट यू हैव टू कन्वर्ट इफ यू वांट $2000 फॉर रेस्ट ऑफ योर लाइफ बिकॉज द इंश्योरेंस कंपनी ओनली कैन प्रेडिक्ट योर लाइफ एक्सपेक्टेंसी So you have to buy a lifetime annuity, life annuity from the insurance company. And life annuity, what happens that if you put, say, about $100,000, they will say, okay, depending on your age, gender, and your health condition, they will give you, okay, I can give you a certain amount of money for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And this money will depend on the interest rate also. So, but for example, say about $100,000, if you put it in from your RRSP, they will say, okay, now we can give you about $450,000 or $500,000 per month for the rest of your life. But this is not a number I'm quoting. I'm just giving you a quote. Don't take it exact number because everything depends on your age. And so that is one part of it. You can go to bank and have we can also give you annuity. Term certain annuity. That means you can get it for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, depending on what you want. These are only two things I can think of if you want certain sort of guaranteed income. Otherwise, you will have to manage yourself, all the investment yourself, and take out systematic withdrawal. You can do that. So, for example, if you convert that into RIF, your RRSP convert that into RIF, then you can start withdrawing the money every year. Because if you do annuity, then you surrender your money to the insurance company. Whereas RIF, you manage your own money. And then you can systematically withdraw the money depending on what it is. Second part is that another stream of insurance can be from whole life too. All the cash value you can withdraw to supplement your income, retirement income. As far as the second part is concerned, capital gain tax has gone up. It is going to go up in June. We don't know how we can prevent it. We cannot prevent it, but we have to be ready for how to pay for it. The best way to pay for it is that you have to have a life insurance policy, which is the discounted money. So accordingly, you buy a higher amount of insurance, which pays for the capital gain at the after the person.
आप इसका example दीजिए. आप कह रहे हैं कि higher gain वाला कुछ ले लें.
हाँ.
क्या मतलब है इसका?
उसका मतलब ये हुआ कि for example, you expect capital gain. Suppose you have two properties.
हाँ.
And one property is your primary residence, and second property is your investment property.
Hmm.
And you are going to get a capital gain on that investment property.
Right. Primary aapka residence pe
they're exempted.
Haan.
हाँ जी हाँ जी ठीक है और दूसरा जो आप बोल रहे हैं रिफ है वो 71 पे होता है वो आपको सारा जो भी आपने आरएसपी लिया है वो सारा ऑटोमेटिकली आपको कन्वर्ट करना पड़ता है 71 पे और हाउ इट वर्क
ओके सो जो रिफ जो होता है रिफ यू कन्वर्ट योरसेल्फ before the age of 71 71 is the cutoff date it doesn't mean that you cannot do it at 60 you can start doing it at 60 71 you are forced to do it all because government doesn't want to wait anymore
okay.
So 71 you have to and then you have got an option of withdrawing the so there are certain minimum amount of money which you have to withdraw from RIF say it's 3% 3.5% depending on the age and then then what happens that you have to pay, but you can withdraw a systematic withdrawal every month. You say, I want a $5,000 every month or $500 every month. You can do that.
Thank you, caller. अगर आप इनसे कोई और सवाल पूछना चाहते हो तो इनका नंबर लिख लीजिए आप.
हाँ जी बोलिए.
7787-4960.
Thank you so much. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, भैया. Line 5, go ahead.
Oh, hi, thank you for taking my call.
No sweat.
I have a question. I started withdrawing RIF, like it converted to RIF as of January this year.
Yes.
Do you have any advice of how I can lessen the taxes, or there is no way out?
So, RIF, where did you put your money in RIF?
Mutual fund.
So mutual fund RIF, there are minimum requirement for everyone for the RIF, and then you take out the RIF, and that will be your subject to taxation. Did you convert RRSP into RIF?
Yes. As of December, yeah.
December, yeah. So there is no escaping from taxes, because all these years you have got tax deferred growth on RRSP. Now this is the time to start paying to the government.
Okay, so there's no way out. I have to pay for whatever I'm receiving in the RIF, I'll have to pay the taxes.
Yes, that will be added to your income. Just like RRSP, you take out money from RRSP, that will be added to your taxes, added to your income, and you pay taxes on that, similar to RIF.
Okay. So is it just a minimum that I should be withdrawing, or should I withdraw more than what I'm allowed, like the 5%?
You can. There are minimum criteria that government wants you to withdraw, but you can withdraw more than that. There is no issue on that.
Great.
You just have to pay tax.
Yeah, you have to pay extra taxes on that one, on the amount.
Great.
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. We're going to take a very short commercial break. And if you need to ask more questions, 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863, हमारे telephone number है. स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रमजम सुन रहे हैं आपका अपशब का प्रोग्राम है. कुमुद जी आज हमारे साथ हैं. सुकुमुद जी, हम बात कर रहे थे सेग्रीगेटेड फंड्स वगैरह की, और हम ये भी बात कर रहे थे कि अगर लोग चाहें तो आरआरएसपी से पैसे निकाल के बिफोर दे आर 71 इयर्स ओल्ड दे हैव टू पुट इट इन RIF. सो चूँकि हम आरआरएसपी में जब हम पैसे डालते हैं तो हमें सरकार की तरफ से टैक्स डिफर्ड इनकम हमें मिलती है,
टैक्स डिडक्शन मिल जाता है.
तो दैट मींस वो टैक्स हमने पे नहीं किया
जी.
तो किस तरह से इंसान अपने इनकम को विदाउट टैक्सेस ले सकता है, आई मीन एट द एंड से आरआरएसपी जब उनको तोड़नी हो तब वो कितने निकालें ताकि उनको टैक्स ना देना पड़े.
Yes,
there's got to be a loophole somewhere.
So tax, say you cannot escape the tax, tax, but you can definitely mitigate the risk to some extent.
कैसे मतलब?
तो जिस भी साल अगर आपने कभी ब्रेक लिया जॉब से या कुछ हो, या फिर आप जिस साल आपका इनकम को कम हो जैसे आपने बिजनेस में हो,
right.
तो उस साल चूंकि आपका टैक्स ब्रैकेट कम है, दैट इज द टाइम टू टेक आउट सम मनी फ्रॉम योर आरआरएसपी,
राइट.
सो दैट्स और सेकंड पार्ट इज दैट ड्यूरिंग रिटायरमेंट व्हेन यू आर एक्टिवली रिटायर्ड देन यू डोंट हैव लॉट्स ऑफ इनकम स्ट्रीम, दैट इज वेयर यू आर यूजिंग दिस वन आरआरएसपी टू टेक आउट दोज मनी एंड यू पे लोअर इनकम टैक्स ब्रैकेट. सो एंड ऑल दीज ईयर्स योर मनी हैज बीन ग्रोइंग tax deferred. It's not tax free, it is going tax deferred, and which you pay when you have got lower, when you are in a lower tax bracket,
right. To ho sakta hai ki agar koi aap carefully usko paise nikale to utne nahi dene padenge jitne ki aap, you know, aapko milenge.
You are not in the top marginal top tax rate.
That's right, yeah. Okay, so what are the risks which one can face अगर आप प्लानिंग कर रहे हैं, यू प्लानिंग आपकी गड़बड़ आ जाती है, देन व्हाट डू यू डू?
सो देयर आर लॉट्स ऑफ रिस्क. यू आर हैप्पीली वर्किंग एंड एवरीथिंग इज गोइंग स्मूथ एंड देन यू फॉरगेट अबाउट ऑल द रिस्क.
हाँ.
सो दिस इज लाइक यू आर बिल्डिंग अ बिग हाउस.
हाँ जी.
एंड यू आर नॉट पुटिंग एनफ लॉक और एनफ सर्विलेंस सिस्टम. सो द रिस्क विच इज इन्वॉल्व इज लाइक से मार्केट रिस्क.
हाँ.
मार्केट कैन क्रैश. It has happened many times.
Yes.
And I remember when I put the money in 2008, it was in a technology fund.
Right.
I had put $4,000, it became zero.
Right.
Yeah. So it can happen with anyone. It happened with me. I was not aware of those things that time. And then second part is inflation. In 80s, inflation was 20%.
Yes.
Now the inflation was 2%, 3%, but again went up to 6% or so.
Yes.
Again, it is coming back. So inflation is a big risk. If you're planning something and then you're planning, okay, the my expenses will be based on the inflation of today, it will be about 2,000. But you'll be surprised it can be 3,000 too.
Yes.
So you have to take into that risk. Medical expenses. If you're not in a good health, your medical expenses can go up. And then as loss of income.
Yes.
You can be unemployed. And then, but another point to earn, to do is that your sickness. If you fall sick for whatever reason, it can happen to anyone. Like you get a life-threatening disease and everything has been going so well all these years. And then all of a sudden you are at the bottom. And you don't know what to do next.
Right.
So those things are there. And if there is an unexpected death of a family member in your family, then how do you replace your income?
Right.
So these are some of the risks are involved there. And we have got plans to mitigate those risks as well.
So I wanted to ask you, because you are in both mortgages or insurance. So... इसमें इंश्योरेंस किस तरह का रोल प्ले कर सकता है रिस्क मैनेजमेंट
ओके सो रिस्क मैनेजमेंट में होता है देयर आर सम शॉर्ट टर्म रिस्क एंड देयर आर लॉन्ग टर्म रिस्क
अच्छा
सो वी हैव एंड देयर आर डिफरेंट स्ट्रेटजी फॉर मिटिगेटिंग शॉर्ट टर्म रिस्क एंड लॉन्ग टर्म रिस्क शॉर्ट टर्म रिस्क लाइक यू कैन टेक अ शॉर्ट टर्म लोन एंड यू कैन हैव अ मॉर्गेज लोन से अबाउट 500,000-700,000 विच यू एक्सपेक्ट टू पे ऑफ इन 10 years और 20 years टाइम
राइट
And then, but at the same time, if you have got long term insurance needs, like you have to pay taxes at the time of death, or estate planning or tax planning, those are the long term things. Besides that, you have to pay for capital gain, you have to pay for tax due after paying out, and there is funeral expenses. These are some of the expenses. So to mitigate the short term risk, then we have a term insurance like term 10, term 20, term 30, even term 65 or term 100, which is relatively cheaper, but it gives you good enough coverage to overcome that loss in case you have a loss here. But on the other hand, we have a permanent insurance to pay for your tax planning and estate planning. So both of, and then we can do layering. For example, if you have got a $1 million loan, and then some of them are short term, like 10 years, and some are 20 years, and some are lifetime, so you can layer it, 500, 200, and 200. That sort of thing, layering can be done. That saves you money and serves your purpose as well.
So are these insurance policies very expensive?
Term insurance are typically very cheap, but insurance depends on your age and your health. That is why I advise everyone to lock your health when you are still young.
Right.
So say, for example, at the age of 20, you have taken $1 million insurance. Then that insurance can be covered whole life. Say, for example, $100 million, and then you don't need after 20 years. So you can drop half of it, and then half of you can continue. Or you can continue with $100,000, and rest of the time you can drop it, because they are for short term, and others are for long term. So you always have to lock your health conditions, and you pay the insurance. I see lots of people. I don't want to name them, but they're going to be diagnosed with cancer. They want insurance, and I said no, I can't give you, because there is a 90-day clause that you have to survive 90 days. They get disappointed. So before it is too late, take something. Even if you take term 10, which is very cheap, relatively very cheap, you should lock in your health.
So term insurance can always be converted into life, can't it be?
Yes.
Are there some exclusions in those as well?
Yes. Yeah, so any insurance, there are three or four exclusions. First exclusion is that if you commit suicide within 2 years of taking insurance, some company will not pay.
Okay.
Second part is that if you die while committing criminal activity, like someone is stealing someone's car and car accident, person dies, they will not pay. Third thing is that if you know it's a war zone and you go to war zone knowingly it's a war zone like Iran or Israel, they will not pay you. And the fourth is if you have obtained it fraudulently, that means you have not told the full truth. Other than that, it's written in stone.
So, say for example, somebody has got their insurance policy and they look fine. And they are young at age, but they are terminally sick, but they haven't declared that. So then when they pass away, obviously some digging can be done and found out that they were terminally ill when they bought the policy. So at that point, that policy will not be honored.
Yes, so I will give you, I had a similar experience with that one.
Huh.
So whatever, I gave a lady insurance, that was a whole life insurance. And she was only 40, 45.
Yes.
And her husband calls up and says, oh, she has passed away. I was so shocked.
Yes.
I processed the claim.
Yeah.
And then insurance company, it was Canada Life that time, they said, hold on, I will not pay you till we get a coroner's report.
Right.
Yeah. So they got a coroner's report, and this was a genuine death.
Right.
It was very unfortunate. It was very heartbreaking. But she passed away at 45.
Yeah.
And coroner's report came after 1.5 months. I got that report and sent it to the company, and within 15 days they sent the check, and not only that, they paid the interest on that 15-20 days. Oh, yeah. Sorry, 1.5 months.
Yeah.
But they also wrote that you have to declare that in your income tax too.
Yeah.
That was funny part, eh?
Yeah.
But any days which is very suspicious, they will write to investigate.
Mm.
But if a young age and if they have got, they will probably ask for a doctor's report. Doctor's report, they will go for that.
Right. And they want to be sure when they are dishing out the money.
But like if doctor already there is a report in front of the doctor that he has been terminally ill and they have told that, so they will deny them.
I want to take a very short commercial break, but when I come back, I want to ask you about annuity. We hear a lot about it. I want to find out what does it mean and what role does it play in retirement planning.
Yes.
Okay, we'll take a short break. Kumudji is with us till 3 o'clock. Spice Radio or Radio Rim Jam sun rahe hain. Kumudji aaj humare saath hain. Kumudji, annuity ke bare mein kuch bataiye. What role does it play in retirement planning?
Yes, so annuity provides with your guaranteed regular income.
Acha.
Or how does annuity work is that you give a lump sum money, say to an insurance company, and they give a lifetime annuity. Lifetime annuity means till you pass away.
Acha.
They give you for rest of your life. Say, for example, you are 60 and you want the money to be paid till you pass away, because you never know how long you are going to live. You might live 20 years, you might live 40 years. So what insurance company does that, normally they have got actuaries who predict what should be the life expectancy on that one. And they give you this one, rest of the life. And what annuity is that, it is a combination of two things.
Achha.
It's a prevailing interest, what they are giving you, return on that, and return of your capital. So,
okay.
For example, if you take $100,000 and then your life expectancy, say, another 20 years, so you can expect if there is no interest, then you are paid about $5,000 per year. But if with the interest, they will calculate the interest and say, okay, depending on your health conditions and your life expectancy, will give you about $500 per month for rest of your life. But the payment depends on many things. Annuity payment depends on many things, like age. If you are older, you get more. Gender. If you are male, you get more, because female life expectancy is higher than male. Female is about 86 and male is about 83. And then your health status. If you're in bad health, you get more, because your life expectancy is poorer. Amount invested, obviously. And how long you want to receive the payments. So there are two types of annuity. One is term certain annuity, and one is life annuity. Term certain annuity, you can buy it from anywhere. Even bank gives you a term certain, for example, 10 year, 20 year they give you, and then that will be end of your capital and the interest. And life annuity is only given by the insurance company. And it all depends on the annuity provided too. So what life annuity is that, to relate it with retirement planning, so if you have some money in sitting in RRSP and you don't know how long you're going to live, you might outlive the money, you might not. So you convert that RRSP into lifetime annuity with the insurance company. They calculate based on certain factors. They calculate how much they are going to pay. And this is a good time to do because interest rates are higher. So annuity payments are higher now than it was about 3-4 years ago.
Because so what is the minimum that you should put in annuity? What is the maximum?
There is no minimum and maximum. So if you can put 25,000 or you can put 500,000. Depending on what how much based on that you will get your return. Say for example $100,000 if you put it in, then you might get about $450 per month for rest of your life depending on the age. If you put in 25,000, you might get $125. So what you just want a supplementary income, or you wanted to have a main income source on that one?
So, kisi ke paas $500,000 to pade nahi honge.
Bahut sare log RRSP mein pade hote hain. I know lots of people who have got accumulated amount of money in RRSP, and they are actually afraid what to do with this money because the moment they take it out, it becomes fully taxable. They're in a cash 22 situation. They have lots of money. They don't want to take it out.
Okay, so they can take it out, RRSP may, without paying the tax. Lekin if they transfer that into insurance, do they still have to pay tax?
Yes. So anything which is registered, which has grown tax deferred.
Yeah.
So you will have to pay taxes on that. So when you take a lifetime annuity, insurance company will tell you, okay, for the rest of your life, we are going to give this much of money. And they will give you tax receipt also. According that means this was because there are two parts to it. One is principal and one was return on your income. And based on that, and then how much tax it has triggered. Because it was in RRSP and they give you this money. And then depending on how much was the total income, you pay taxes on that.
Okay, so you've walked me through this because this is a little confusing.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, so for example, आपके आपने कहा कई लोगों के हाफ अ मिलियन पड़ा हुआ है ओके सो दे हैव गॉट हाफ अ मिलियन डॉलर्स देयर सो दैट हाफ अ मिलियन डॉलर्स दे वांट टू सेव कि हम जब बूढ़े हो जाएंगे या जब हमें जरूरत होगी वी कैन टेक दैट मनी आउट अ लिटिल बिट एट अ टाइम राइट सो वुड यू एडवाइज देम टू टेक द एंटायर अमाउंट एंड पुट इट इन टू इंश्योरेंस और वुड यू एडवाइज देम टू डू इट थोड़ा थोड़ा करके हर साल
See, it's a difficult question. Lots of people in our, particularly in our community, they don't believe in giving out the full money to the insurance company. They like to manage it themselves.
Yes.
But there are lots of people in Caucasian community who like to give it to them because they don't want to give it to children. They want to enjoy the life and they don't want to live in uncertainty.
Right.
What it will be today, what will be tomorrow. So so partly to answer your question, I will say part of it you should keep it with you to have some control on your money, and part of it to get a guaranteed income for from annuity. So if say about $500,000 and you say about $200,000 you give them, and you get about $1,000 per month as a guaranteed income for the rest of your life.
And when can you start drawing that money? How long do you have to put it in there so that you can start getting $1,000 a month?
Okay, so annuity can be deferred annuity, and it can be right away.
Okay.
So, for example, you set up annuity and you want to take it, after 4 years. So your principal and interest will keep on accumulating under RRSP. When you start taking out, then you can lock the rate today and then start taking out that time. But if you are already old and you want it right now, it can be done, say, within few months also.
Okay. So it's all in the planning, right? It really is in the planning.
You have to plan in advance all these things. And like if you have a $500,000 and then if you break it and give it to children, that will trigger lots of tax rate unless you have got a very good life insurance policy which you want to pay at the end of at the end of the death, you want all the money to be given. So that's a different situation. So every situation is different. And there is no right and wrong rule for that one. And then it depends on what do you wish. You want to take out maximum money, or you want to manage yourself? Depends. If you have children who can manage your money, that's well and good.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no right and wrong scenario here.
So annuity is good for anybody, really?
Yeah, it's a guaranteed money. That means there is no uncertainties.
Mm-hmm.
That how much money I will get, how much, what will the market rate will be there. Having said that, the amount you get, they give you at a lower rate.
Right.
Because they're underwriting your health and giving you guarantee for this. Anything where there is a guarantee,
right,
there is a cost involved with that.
Right.
So same thing with annuity too. They give you a guarantee for rest of your life, and there is a cost associated with that one because of the guarantee, and you get a little lower payment on that.
So at the moment, the interest rates are close to about 6%, right?
Yes. Prime rate is 7.2.
Right. So if prime rate is 7.2, can people lock it at that price?
Yes. As of today, if you lock it, you will get today's rate. But if you have locked in 2 years ago, your payment would have been lower. But if you lock it today, your rates will be higher.
Slightly higher.
Slightly higher. And then we have to take a quote for that.
Right. The feeling is that in the next little while, if the economy performs the way it is, that the interest rates might come down.
Yes.
As a insurance broker as well, what do you see?
I will say if you are ready for annuity, or if you have money which you don't know how long you are going to live, then let's talk today and we'll give you a quote for 2, 3, 4 different companies and see who has the best annuity rates. And you have a choice of having, say, last two doors, say, for example, a man and then a female. So one person passes away, then it passes on to second person, just like any retirement plan from the government side. Mm-hmm. They're the same annuity, same concept, and written by the insurance companies.
And so husband and wife can buy one, and it is transferable.
It is transferable, if you're a government servant, and then you take a pension last to die, so after the passing of one person, it passes on to wife.
Right. Kumarji, if people wanted to talk to you, what number should we give out?
So I can be reached at
707-4960. तो आपको किसी भी वक्त फोन कर सकते हैं and if they want to ask you some questions, is there a charge for any of your services?
No, absolutely no charge. We are paid by the insurance company as a commission for whatever services we do.
Right.
And I'm open 24/7, right from 8 morning till 8 evening.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming to the studios.
Thank you very much, Usmai. Thank you.
Thank
you. Our pleasure.
तो इसी के साथ हमारे आज के इस प्रोग्राम को यहीं समाप्त करने की इजाज़त चाहते हैं. सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नज़रों में अटकी
खटकी
और दिल में समाई, उन सब को लेके मुझे यू सेड खटकी वेरी नाइसली. विल बी हियर टुमारो. और हमारे कल के प्रोग्राम में सबसे पहले हम आपकी मुलाकात करवाएंगे एंसन ग्रुप के कुछ नुमाइंदों के साथ, और फिर कमल जी हमारा साथ देंगे कोई अबाउट 2:30 बजे के करीब, और आने वाली कुछ फिल्मों के बारे में और शोज़ के बारे में जानकारी देंगे. स्टे ट्यून फॉर द ड्राइव होम ग्राइंड ब्रिजे फ्लाइट एंड माया राइट हियर ऑन स्पाइस रेडियो. और आपके रिक्वेस्ट्स हम रेडियो रिमझिम पे नूतन जी लेंगी, तो वो भी आप अभी फ़ोन कर सकते हैं.